This is Digital Story Podcast number 1026, November 18th, 2025. Today's theme is Photographer's Gift Guide 2025. I'm Derek Story. Over the course of a year, I test many cool photo and camping accessories. Most of these would make affordable, excellent gifts for the photo enthusiast in your life. This week, I'll share my favorites just in time for the holiday season. I hope you enjoy the show. I have a great list of goodies for you today. This is so much fun. I've had a blast testing these items, and many of them I find very useful, not just for taking pictures, but for enhancing my life around taking pictures. It's not always just the camera and the lens, but all the goodies that go with them, especially when you're out in the field, that just make life a little bit better, a little bit more productive, all that good stuff. Each of the items I discuss today are listed in the show notes, complete with descriptions, pricing, and links. So don't worry about jotting down details during this podcast. Just sit back, relax, and then hit the show notes afterward. All right, so let's get started with our list, our 2025 Photographer's Gift Guide. All right, first one, the K&F Concept Black Diffusion Quarter and Circular Polarizer in One Filter. It's a ProMist Cinematic Polarizer Effect Filter with an 18-layer coating, and it's $29.99 for the 67mm model, but they have, of course, all the different sizes with prices, you know, right around that range. Think about it, for a polarizer and quarter diffuser for $29.99, it's a very good price. Actually, our TVS Inner Circle members helped me with this particular item because I was originally using the Polar Pro quarter black mist with circular polarizer for basically four times as much, and I really liked it and I was getting great pictures with it. I still use it all the time. And then during our online workshop where we're doing creative camera techniques, one of the folks, I think it was Kevin actually, found this K&F concept filter, tested it out, and loved the results, and it's a fraction of the price. Now, the nice thing about this filter is that it combines a little bit of black diffusion, just softens, just takes the edge off things a bit, and the polarizer, which helps reduce glare and saturate colors. So it softens highlights, reduces reflections in all sorts of shooting conditions. It doesn't cause any vignetting at all. It has great lens coatings on it, anti-glare, so you don't have stray light interference. And it comes with three vacuum-sealed cleaning cloths for added protection. And I tell you, on the, which workshop was it? Oh, I know. It was on the Eastern Sierra workshop. We're up in the Eastern Sierra about between 6,000 and 8,000 feet for the entire week. And the sun can be kind of harsh up there. And I was using this filter, the Polar Pro version of this filter, the entire week. I just left it on the camera for shooting landscape, for shooting people, for shooting everything. And I have to tell you, I just loved the shots. They just looked so beautiful. They had a little bit of a kind of film-like quality, not so much in the color, but they weren't so edgy. They weren't so digitally, and they had real personality. So I think that this is a terrific accessory for yourself or for someone that wants a really nice gift or stocking stuffer, especially at around $30. And I guarantee you, very few people will be familiar with this particular filter, this combination of filters, just one filter, but it does two things, and it does two things very nicely. The Godox IT32 TTL Mini Flash with X50 Trigger Kit. Now, the whole kit is $98, And this is something very new from Godox. And I just think it's terrific. It reminds me of the old Sunpak flash modular kit where you had different modules for one flash so that you could have your flash but use it on different camera brands. Here we go again. We have it now, but with some very nice improvements over the original Sunpak approach. Let me read you what they say. Offering auto TTL manual flash compatibility, 2.4 gigahertz wireless system, the IT32 TTL mini flash enables diverse lighting setups when paired with a separately available X5 series unit. Users can choose or switch between various modules to find compatibility with a wide range of Canon, Nikon, Fujifilm, Olympus, Panasonic, or Sony cameras, which means you can use a single IT32 flash body and opt for different hot shoes with wireless flash trigger capability. A compact and versatile lighting tool, this flash features an adjustable power range from 1/128 to 1:1 with fine-tuning operations, 1.5-second recycling, color touch screen, a convenient LED modeling light. The IT32 operates using a built-in USB-C rechargeable battery to provide up to 510 full-power flashes and still has a lightweight individual body of just 6 ounces. So this flash is new and I haven't tested it yet, but as I look at the catalog page, it looks like the modules just magnetically fit onto the base of the flash, which means if you have a couple different camera brands, then you just get a couple extra modules for those camera brands and you can just bang, bang, flip them around. And then the modules also double as a wireless trigger. It looks like a very ingenious setup. I think Godox makes excellent flashes. And I think this would be a crazy gift for someone wanting to get into flash photography or needing to get into it if they're doing events and things like that. Apple AirTag 4-pack, $79.88 now. And of course, you know, the links to all these things are in the show notes. I just find Apple AirTags invaluable for keeping track of my stuff and also just worry-free travel. I keep one in my camera backpack. I keep one in my individual camera bags. I keep them in my suitcase. I even keep one in the bike bag on my bike. I don't know, is this really neat to be able to look at your phone, go to the Find My app, and just see where everything is at any given moment? You can signal the different devices. You know, you can send them and have them beep in case you've misplaced something. I think they're so useful for people on the go. And if you accidentally leave your camera behind somewhere, let's say at the coffee shop or in someone's car or something, just being able to find out where it is instantly, I think is wildly helpful. I love these things. And now you can get a 4-pack for $79.88. That is a pretty good deal. The K&F Concept 4-pack camera lens pouch set for $24.99. Four sizes range from small to XL, equipped with a side belt strap for convenient hand carrying, or a hook to attach to any bag, backpacks, or tripods for portable convenience. And these are very nice. And one of the things that I like about this, you get the whole set of four in four different sizes for $25. You have a pouch for probably any lens that you're going to bring on any particular trip. They work great inside the camera bag, or like I do a lot, I put the lenses just inside a regular backpack. And when you have a cool pouch like this, especially one that has straps and hooks and all that kind of stuff, then, you know, you're in great shape and your lenses are protected. And if you don't want to, you don't have to carry a camera bag, or you can just drop them into the slots in your existing camera bag. And then you have pouches, you know, extra pouches. Let's say you only bring one or two and you want to store some, then you've got pouches to store. I just think they're handy. I really like the idea of having a lens pouch for the couple optics that I bring along so that I can throw it in my backpack or my suitcase and not worry about it. And to be able to get this handsome set for $25, again, I think makes an excellent gift or just something really useful for your own gear stash. Speaking of backpacks, the Lowepro Trekker Lite BP150 AW backpack, 18.5 liter for $149. This is a backpack that I have been using for a year. And of course, I have the bigger backpacks for the big trips and all that kind of stuff. But for my everyday use and even for the workshops, the thing I love about this backpack is, first of all, it's very durable, which is always kind of a trademark of Lowepro backpacks. And it still looks great. I use it everywhere in workshops and travel every day. And it doesn't even have any scuffs on it right now. It has handles on, I think, three sides, which is super useful. Just so you can just always grab it, no matter, you know, how it's stuffed into somewhere. It's comfortable. It's not too big at all. The bottom area has an individual pouch, sort of like a lens pouch, but it's for a camera body. And both my Nikon camera body and my Olympus camera bodies fit in there very nicely. And it comes out of that area and it has its own strap. So if you just want to leave the rest of your gear behind, then you have this pouch within a pouch that has a shoulder strap, and you can just bring your camera body. Great when you have like a pancake lens on your camera, or if you're carrying an X100 or something like that. The upper portion is a nice kind of big roomy area, and so you can configure different ways. You can have clothing in the top area or your rain jacket and stuff like that. Have your camera down in the bottom pouch. If you have a couple of these lens pouches that I talked about, then you can just drop one of those in the big area. And then it has a laptop sleeve on the back with a separate zipper. And this is so important. I carry my MacBook Air in there, and I also carried my MacBook Pro in there. It holds up to the 14-inch models, no problem. And it's so useful having that separate pouch for the laptop. It has a rain cover, of course, Lowepro bags almost always do, and a really nice mesh side pocket as well. And it's good looking, and it's not quite so roundy. It's got rounded corners, but it's more of a rectangular shape, and it's very handsome. It's a very good gift for anyone that just wants a good, rugged, not too big, all-purpose backpack. $149, and I have a link to it in the show notes. Let's cover a couple outdoor items, and then I'll get back to camera items. I got three outdoor items here. This first one, the Blueti Elite 30 V2 portable power station. It's a 288-watt-hour solar generator, 600-watt AC outlets with power lifting up to 1,500 watts, a fast-charging LiFePO4 battery. And you can get it for $189 right now. It's practically half price. Here's the thing about this power generator that I love so much. And believe me, as you know, I've tested a bunch of them. It's super compact, so it's easy to carry, and it fits practically anywhere. Unlike a lot of the 288-watt-hour generators, I have Jackery's, a couple other brands as well. This one can power appliances. And when I say appliances, I'm talking about hot water kettles and things like that. Most of the 288-watt-hour generators, they're great for laptops and LED lights and things like that. But if you want to boil water, they usually can't do that. This one can. It has amazing electronics that allows it to power way beyond, you know, its weight. It's really impressive. It has 9 outlets. It only weighs 9.5 pounds. So it's great for road trips, outdoor camping, emergencies, all that sort of stuff. It power lifts, which means you can use it for a short period of time, up to 1500 watts, which is just crazy for such a small device. It supports 8 charging methods, including AC charging, solar charging, and car fast charging. And with super fast charging, which is a mode that you use with the app, it can go from 0 to 100% in just 70 minutes without damaging the battery. And I've just found this one so useful. I use it to run the fridge when I'm camping. I use it to make my coffee when I'm camping. And, you know, honestly, if I'm just gone for a day or so, it can take care of all of my needs just by itself. Very impressed with it. I spent a lot of time with it when I wrote the review. I do have a review for it on the Digital Story. But if someone were to ask me about getting a small portable unit, you know, for emergencies or for camping, this would be the one that I'd recommend, because you can run lights in the house in emergencies. You can power all your mobile devices. You can even, as I said, boil water and things like that. But yet, at the same time, it's only 9.5 pounds. Very impressive device. I really like it. The Blue Yeti Elite 30, the V2 portable power station. Now, I think a great device to go with it, and again, when I'm out camping or working in the field all day, I usually want to have some refrigeration, and I usually want to have some hot food and hot coffee. And if I were to only bring one device for the hot things, I would bring the Stoke Voltaics electric kettle, 120-volt portable water boiler. Now, that's $99.99. This portable 500-watt electric kettle brings water to a boil in just 5 minutes, perfect for daily use at home, in the office, or while traveling. Reliable performance wherever hot water is needed. Perfect for more than just boiling water, from tea and coffee to instant noodles to hot chocolate, for all your hot drink and quick meal needs, anytime and anywhere. And I want to emphasize that second part, because it's not just a hot water boiler. When I use it to make coffee, I do pour over coffee. And so I just have a little Melitta 2-cupper. And I boil the water, and it boils water fast, really fast. And then just do a pour over for my coffee. But I can also use it for soup, for any meal, really, like chili, any of that kind of stuff. And then it even has a mode for making popcorn, which I think is crazy. So it has a 3-position switch, a straight hot water switch, a cooking food switch, and a popcorn switch. Now, the reason why those different positions matter is because the electronics in it has different heating patterns for the different types of uses. The other thing about it, it's 500 watts, which for a kettle is very economical. It's very efficient. A lot of times, most kettles, and if you shop hot water kettles on Amazon, they're going to be 1,000 watts, 1,200 watts, and they're going to use a lot more juice. This one, at only 500 watts, is super efficient. It's a perfect partner for the Blue Yeti Elite 30 V2. They go together exceptionally well. And this is what I was talking about. Like, for instance, my Jackery 288-watt power generator can't do the 500 watts for my Stoke Voltaics electric kettle, where the Blue Yeti can. So that is just a killer combination, and you can do everything from hot drinks to food to popcorn with just the Blue Yeti and the Stoke Voltaics electric kettle. They make a great combination. While you're relaxing in the great outdoors, it's nice to have a comfortable chair. And I have tested so many chairs, because I like relaxing when I'm camping. I like being able to look at my pictures. I like being able to just watch the sunset. I like sitting around the fire. I like all those things. And you need a great chair. Of all the ones that I've tested, one of my favorites these days is also one of the most beautiful to look at. And it's the Anifury, and that's A-N-I-F-U-R-R-Y, wood camping chair with wood tray. And I particularly like the Mojave pattern. Now, this is for the combo For both the tray and the chair, and I'll talk about how they work here in a second, it's $137. I'll read you their blurb first, and then I'll tell you a little bit more. Experience the ultimate in comfort and portability with a foldable camping chair meticulously crafted for the outdoor enthusiast, featuring a lightweight beech wood frame for easy handling and durability. This elegant camping chair combines a soft texture top layer made of wool with a robust bottom layer of 900D Oxford fabric for exceptional durability. Designed for mobility, the chair quickly disassembles for easy transport, making it ideal for any adventure, from campsites to outdoor concerts. Whether you're relaxing at a picnic or enjoying an evening under the stars, the camping chair offers a perfect blend of sophistication, comfort, and practicality, ensuring that it's the only chair you'll ever need for your outdoor activities. The Mojave pattern, and they do have different patterns, the Mojave pattern feels and looks very much like a quality Native American blanket. It has that look to it, that design to it. The beechwood is dark, so they stain it dark brown, which looks really, really good. And then I want to talk about the wood tray. So the wood tray cleverly slides onto the side of it. There's a pouch in the back of the chair where the wood tray slides into it so that when you're transporting it, you don't have this thing sticking out. And I like the wood tray a lot because it's got indents, both a rectangular indent and a circular indent, so that you can put your drink there. But when I'm working on my camera stuff, it's a great tray to be able to set accessories down, lenses while I'm changing them or cleaning them. It's super handy just to have that tray with the chair. And when you go to the website and you take a look at this chair, and I think you will be impressed with its appearance, make sure you look at the wood tray as well, because I really think that they're a great tandem. And I wouldn't get one without the other. And when you buy them together, the tray is only $18 or something like that. Not bad at all. You get the whole combo for $137. For camping, just anything, this is a wonderful chair. It's a nice height. It's not a high chair. It's a chair that's a little lower to the ground, so that's good for sitting around campfires and stuff. You're right there. You can enjoy the warmth of the campfire. But yet, it's not hard to get out of at all because it's got good sturdy arms. And it holds, I believe, up to 260 pounds. So just about practically anyone is going to be comfortable in it. It's an excellent camping chair. You can fold it down so that it's super easy to carry in a pouch that goes over your shoulder, or you can just fold it up and carry it by hand if you're going short distances. I like it a lot, and I think you would enjoy it if you took a look at it as well. Let's get back to a couple camera items. I want to talk about the Fujifilm Instax Mini EVO Hybrid Instant Camera. Amazon has a great kit going right now. The thing I like about this camera, and I've been using it for quite a while, is that it's a digital camera that prints Instax prints. So if you take a picture, you can choose to print it or not choose to print it. There's an LCD on the back of the camera so you can review the shot that you took first before you print it, so you're not locked in to making a print with every shot that you take. The other thing I like about it is that you can send pictures from your phone to the camera and print them out that way. So even stuff that you didn't shoot with the camera, you can use it as a printer. This bundle is pretty cool because it includes all sorts of goodies for $324. Let me read you what they say. Capture and instantly print photos from this hybrid instant camera or print directly from your smartphone or tablet using its Bluetooth connectivity. Add some excitement by selecting from a variety of 10 lens effects options and 10 film effect options. Very creative camera here, giving you up to 100 different ways for more printing fun. Now, this bundle pack, which wasn't available when I bought the camera, includes 20 film print exposures, a 32 gigabyte micro memory card. So the camera does have a micro SD card, USB memory card reader, fitted camera case, and a photo album. So this is pretty slick. And the bundle is only like $24 more than when I just bought the camera itself. And you get a lot, I mean, the two packs of film alone are very nice to have. For someone that wants to do instant photography, I just think this is a great camera because you don't waste film, you don't waste prints. You have digital copies of everything that you take. They're recorded to the micro SD card. You can review stuff, and then it's super creative with all the effects that it has built into it. It's still my favorite of the instant cameras, and it's a pretty reasonable price as well. During the last workshop, I had some folks come up to the podcast recording room, which was a lot of fun. It was great to have them up here, and they're looking at all the things I had, the recording equipment, the printers, my film cameras, you know, they're all kind of in here. But the thing that really caught a lot of people's eye was my portable light, my flapjack light. And I think what was so interesting about for folks is that we've all seen LED lighting, portable LED lighting, but this one has a built-in diffuser, and the diffuser just makes it an all-in-one thin unit that's easy to carry. You can carry it in any backpack or anything, and you don't need a softbox for it. It's everything is just sort of built in, so you just use the LED light. You can adjust the output for it, and you can adjust the color for it. Let me read you this. This is a tremendously cool lighting accessory to have. It's the Ultra Thin Studio Edge Flapjack Light, 18-inch, 70-watt, dimmable portrait light with AC adapter and a remote. It's $159. The 70-watt LED video light is a new design with round shape, aluminum shell, ultra slim panel with thickness only 1.5 inches, using a backlight and distribution technology and the guarantee of creating beautiful, softer lighting. Cooling effect is also increased, comes with a 2.4 gigahertz remote control to adjust the color temperature, brightness, and channels. You can adjust the brightness between 0 and 100% and color temperature from 3200K to 5600K steplessly based on how bright you have it. An all-in-one LED light that you can use for still photography. That's what I use it for. I use it for product shots a lot. You can use it for portraits and you can use it for video. It's easy to pack. Now, it doesn't come with the battery, the Sony battery. It does come with the AC adapter. If someone's more into LED lighting than flash photography, I think this would be an excellent first light or an excellent additional light to their setup. The Studio Edge Flapjack light, it's terrific. Just a couple other little goodies for you here. Isn't this fun? It's so much good stuff. DxO's having the Black Friday sale. I did mention that they may, and they are having it. And you can save up to 27% between the Black Friday sale. And then if you use a coupon code, Digital Story, you can use them together and get to those good discounts. I'll just give you an idea of a couple things, what the price difference is. So PhotoLab 9, which I've been talking about, regularly $239. It'll be $189. On the Black Friday sale, which will run all the way to December 2nd. It's started now. $189 using the discount code with the sale. Nik Collection 8, regularly $169. You can get it for $132 Black Friday with a discount code. And then Film Pack 8, which I've talked about, $149 regular price, but you can get it for $123 on Black Friday with the discount code. Again, I have a link in the show notes, and I have the discount code in the show notes in case you forget. But if you were thinking about getting any of that software, this is about the best time of year to get it. And then finally, I'm doing the TDS Workshop gift certificates this year. These are great. I send you a handmade gift certificate that you can give as a gift. You just tell me what amount that you want it in, and I will create the gift certificate for that amount. I've had people use these many times over the years. If you're more into giving experiences instead of actual items, this is a wonderful one because we can do it for the online workshop. You can do it for in-person, you know, and the workshop schedule for 2026 will be published next week. That's going to be next week's podcast. Inner Circle members will get a preview of that. As of next week, you'll be able to see all the workshops that we're offering for the 2026 season. The link that I have in the show notes takes you to the contact page. Just tell me what you want, what name to put in there, and how much. I'll generate it and then get it off to you right away so that you can have it in time to give it as a gift. The TDS Workshop Gift Certificate. Give them some experience to go with their stuff. So that's our list of holiday gift guide goodies for 2025. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week, we're going to have the workshop schedule announced for 2026. What a great time of year this is, isn't it? So make sure that you come back next week to find out what we're going to be doing next year. Just want to mention a couple things for our Virtual Camera Club news. First of all, I want to thank our Inner Circle members for their participation. It's been a great year, Inner Circle members, and your contributions are everywhere. You're helping with the 2026 workshop season. Some of your ideas are in this list that we did today. Communicating with you and sharing ideas is one of the great parts of being an Inner Circle member, in addition to, of course, the discounts that you get on all the events that we do. If you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, all you have to do is go to the Patreon page that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. Nose around a bit, sign up, and then you'll be hearing from me with all the goodies that you have coming your way. And a big thanks to our Inner Circle members for supporting this community. Also want to thank our good friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. I did a lot of printing this last week because it was part of an article that I'm working on for LiveView. And I fell in love again with the Palo Duro Soft Gloss Rag Paper. It's number 1308. And this paper is just phenomenal. I got the box right here. The thing that I love about this is that it feels like real art paper. It just has this fantastic, I mean, I actually don't even want to put the prints in a frame. It feels wrong, even though you can, and they're archival and all that good stuff, but they feel so good in the hand. But the thing that's so wonderful about this paper, it has a very nice surface. It's very subtle, but you get powerful color with a rag paper. So you get the best of both worlds. You get that beautiful fine art feeling, and at the same time, you get good color and a surface that isn't too glossy or glary at all. It's a very subtle surface. Just fantastic stuff. I went through half a box. I had a lot of fun printing out all sorts of different things. I'm going to have to order some more. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, these are the kind of paper stocks that Red River Paper has. Just this gorgeous stuff that you just fall in love with. Not only does it make your images look great, but it just provides this full experience of viewing in person, holding it in your hands. And as I said, my favorite this week is the Palo Duro Soft Gloss Rag number 1308. It is some beautiful, beautiful paper. A big thanks to Red River Paper for supporting this podcast. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the gift guide. Working on the workshops for next week. Make sure you come back and join us. Until then, get out there, take some pictures. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.